Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. When we find ourselves at the beginning of a new week, we may feel overwhelmed at times by all that it will ask of us. It may be hard to find excitement or joy, and it may be hard to feel inspired by a long to-do list. Instead of being able to invest our energy into people and activities and projects that we love, we may feel pressured to invest all of it into the busy work of life. But when we are in this place, and when we are lacking energy or inspiration, it is important to remember this. Kindness is always a strong, inspiring gift. In moments of stress, kindness can make all the difference. As individuals within a wider community, one of the best things we can do in our daily lives is to take the time to give kindness. Perhaps kindness is a word that we hear a lot. And because we hear it a lot, it starts to lose its meaning. But even beyond its buzzword status, kindness is an action that has power and presence. Whether we give it to our loved ones or to strangers we never meet or to ourselves, we move with love by moving with kindness. And just as important as it is to give our kindness to others, it is equally as important to allow ourselves to receive kindness in return. Kind words are so much more than polite expressions. They are so much more than just nice words and phrases. They are a source of warmth in the form of words, and they are a way of reflecting on what is beautiful about someone's heart and soul. A kind word has the power to point to the forgotten goodness that exists within someone and can even highlight the goodness that has been previously unnoticed. So if someone says something kind to you, take it in. Allow yourself to receive it. Instead of questioning it or dismissing it, let the words find you wherever you are. Let it be a reminder that even here, no matter the busyness of life, you are seen, you are known right here as you are. Even if you don't feel instantly transformed by these words, you are allowed to make space for them in your heart. You don't have to justify it or explain it. You don't have to give an immediate response. You are allowed to simply take it in. Let a kind word be what it needs to be. Now let's take a moment to practice. I'm going to read some phrases and I want to encourage you to receive these phrases without dismissing them. You are free to listen passively and then notice which statements stand out to you the most. And if it's hard to imagine receiving these words from someone else, try imagine receiving them from yourself. Either way, find a way to just slow down for a moment and take in these words as words that apply to you. Here we go. You are so kind. You are so gentle. You are such a thoughtful person. Your style is inspiring. Your creative spirit is inspiring. Your ambition is inspiring. Your advice is so helpful. You're so easy to talk to. You're such a great listener. You have a joyful presence. You're hilarious. You are a wise soul. You make people feel welcome. You're a great problem solver. You bring a unique perspective to things. You always seem to notice things that other people don't notice. You give such thoughtful gifts. You really do care about people in such a special way. Your loyalty has not gone unnoticed. Your faithfulness has not gone unnoticed. Your protective nature brings a sense of safety. Your joy is contagious. You are such a good teacher. There is so much to learn from you. Your love has made a difference. Your support has really helped. The energy that you're bringing to this makes such a difference. Your laughter is contagious. How did it feel to simply receive these words of kindness? Did it make you feel awkward? Did it make you feel like I was describing someone else? Did any of these phrases inspire a positive reaction within you? Did it make you think about an attribute of yourself that maybe sometimes you forget when you're rushing from one thing to the next, when you're doing work and when you're contributing to things, and yet your efforts go unthanked or unnoticed? Whatever it is that you felt, there is no need to draw a conclusion about it. Just allow yourself to be curious about what you heard and let yourself sit with those kind words. Don't worry about whether it applies to you perfectly or not. Just let it be. Just let yourself receive kindness today. When you are feeling overwhelmed, when it seems that you are without love or inspiration, remember this. The same kindness you give to others, you are worthy of receiving too. No matter the busyness of this week, keep your heart open to the possibility of letting kindness mean something to you. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. Is it hard for you to receive a compliment? Why or why not? Thanks so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols. I'll see you here tomorrow.